Drive. This is a land transaction. Briefing, public hearing, and decision. Julie?
November 15. All right, Chairman, members of the Commission, Deputy Director Storr, my name is Julie Sandberg. I am the manager of the Real Estate Services section for the agency. Today we have two transactions to bring before you, but before I get started with the two transactions, I want to give you a brief overview of the process the agency goes through before we bring a transaction before this commission. We have a number of steps that occur before we can come before the commission. The first one is the scoping and need process, and that is the agency's approach to strategic planning, developing conservation initiatives, very high-level identification of the types of habitat that we want to preserve and protect for fish and habitat, for fish and wildlife. Once those planning processes are gone through with a number of scoping and development of plans, we go through an evaluation and prioritization of honing in on what should we really own versus which needs to be maintained in the private sector, what might be attained through fee title acquisition versus a conservation easement. We go through a lengthy process called the Lands 2020 process. We're in the middle of it right now, where we ask the regions to bring forward those projects that they feel would best be served by the agency acquiring property to preserve and protect that habitat. Once the Lands 2020 process is finished with the prioritization of those projects, we identify potential funding sources, apply for grants, and if we receive a grant, then the fund begins. We start working on a land transaction. If we get the funding, we work closely with the landowner and obtain a letter of intent, which is the trigger that says, go ahead, we're really serious about moving forward. Let's go ahead and get an appraisal underway. We must conduct an appraisal review, and then potentially, if it's federal funding, we go through what's called a yellow book appraisal, which is a little different approach. The appraisal is required by statute. We have to go through that process and offer a fair market value to the landowner. The standards are determined whether it's a state or a federal funding source. As I mentioned, if it's federal, we go through what's called a yellow book process. We have a list of over 30 licensed appraisers. We go through a contracting process and pre-screen them. When we have an opportunity to purchase land, we look at our list and determine if it's a shrub steppe habitat, a forestry land, what kind of property. We select a number of appraisers, we put it out for bid, and then make our final selection. Once we receive our appraisal back, we're able to sign and make a statement of just compensation, again required by statute, so that we make it clear to the landowner that we've gone through the appraisal process and this is a fair market offer to them. Once we have received that acknowledgement from the landowner, we're able to prepare the PowerPoint and get it here ahead of time and then come before the commission. At this time, I'd like to start with the first of our two transactions for today. This is the fifth phase of the 4O Odom Ranch acquisition in southeast Washington, the southern portion of Asotin County. I came before you a year ago, November 2014, with phase four. This project is moving along at a very fast clip. The total project area, as you can see outlined in blue, is nearly 12,000 acres. We're here to present phase five, which is a little over 2,000 acres.
You say it's 9%. What's there going to be, like 800 acres left?
Just under 900, correct.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yes. The purpose of this acquisition is to protect this incredible wildlife mosaic in the southeast corner of the state from high meadow habitats supporting deer and elk and bighorn sheep. You can see there's forested property on these slopes tailing down to the river and riparian habitats. It's an incredible corner of the state if you haven't been out there. As I mentioned, this is phase five in the western portion of the project area. The entire project is the limey green and then additionally that red outline in the western portion. It is touches to the north, the wilderness area. And then, as I mentioned, we're about 75% complete with the total 12,000-acre acquisition at this point. The property includes a mile-long Brushy Creek, which is a tributary of Wenatchee Creek. There's riparian habitat acquired along small portions of Grouse Creek. And at one portion of the property, it actually touches, and you can see in the southern portion in Section 11, it touches the Grand Ronde River. There are a number of small springs located on the property as well, and it receives significant use from common game animals, as I mentioned, the deer and elk and bighorn sheep, as well as bear. This slide indicates the amount of effort that's gone into this transaction over the last several years. It was in 2008 that it was first brought to the Assotin County Commissioners. We've since then applied for a number of federal and state grants. This property acquisition, once completed, will provide nearly 12,000 acres of public fishing and hunting opportunities. It's currently being managed for some grazing, but mainly to maintain the habitat for trophy big game hunting as a private opportunity. We will manage the property as part of our Chief Joseph Wildlife Area. It will be called the 4O Ranch Unit. We will estimate approximately $16,500 of maintenance and operations, mainly for weed control. And our property payment in lieu of taxes would be approximately $2,000 annually for this Phase 5. Under the terms of the option that we have signed with the landowner, they will be able to retain their grazing leases during the time that we are completing the purchase. So as we complete a phase, we enter into grazing leases with them to allow them to continue operating until we complete the total acquisition. As the commissioner mentioned, we have less than 900 acres left to acquire. We're in the process of applying for additional grants to bring this tremendous project to closure. Again, at the beginning of the project in 2008, we approached the Assotin County Commissioners and received support from them. We continue to keep them informed as we make this progress to complete this acquisition. Yes, it's in sections 10 and 11. It's surrounded by the blue. Right. At this time, I'd like to move to our second transaction. And it's been a great journey with our partner, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And at this time, I'd like to call up Bill Richardson, if I may, with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Thanks.
This acquisition is in Cowlitz County in southwestern Washington. It's located on the Kalama River. I'm trying to find my little pointer here. You can see the orange marking on the screen with the red that shows the current parcels that we're going to acquire. The orange is the total project area that we'd like to acquire from the landowner. The larger property is located about 20 miles northeast of Woodland. It's been predominantly used for timber production. I'm going to go back for just a moment. The total ownership is both the red and then all of the yellow, and that is about 1,430 acres. With the funding that we have available through WWRP, we're able to acquire the property in red, which is 235 acres as of late yesterday. We were scrambling to finish up the legal descriptions. We've received the appraisal just this week, and tremendous amount of work went into getting it to you at this time so we can meet the owner's expectations and our option. The property touches, you can see that yellow line, the Mount St. Helens Volcanic Monument area to the north. And it includes 7 miles of shoreline along the lake and then also along the Kalama River. This next slide shows the areas that we had intended to purchase with this first grant that we had that would be both that light green and the blue-gray. The blue-gray is riparian area. Significant portion of this property is riparian area. And again, the habitat value is beneficial for steelhead and bull trout, forest land beneficial to ungulates, including deer and elk. There are tremendous opportunities for genetic research of steelhead in the Kalama River in this acquisition. It also contains a seasonal old-growth cedar marsh. The property will be managed as a unit of the Mount St. Helens Wildlife Area. There's some work to be done. There's some overstocked young conifer stands, but again, a tremendous opportunity to add to our west side habitat. I'm going to back up for just a moment. To the south, you see a brown box, if you will. That is the Department of Natural Resources Natural Resource Conservation Area. That's a status that's protected. They do allow some recreational activity in there, but again, it's part of that southern portion of the lake with recreational access. And our acquisition up to the north and west just preserves a wonderful corridor in this area. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Richardson to make a few comments.
Thank you. My name is Bill Richardson. I live down in Oregon, and I'm the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's Lands Program Manager covering Washington and Oregon. Commission Chair and members of the Commission, thanks for this opportunity to request your approval of the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Merrill Lake Riparian Acquisition. I also want to thank you for the longstanding partnership that RMAF enjoys with WDFW. Since our first Washington Habitat Enhancement Project in 1985, RMAF has completed 570 projects on over 457,000 acres, including over 141,000 acres of permanent land protection. All of these projects have been accomplished with the collaboration of WDFW. Every Habitat Enhancement Project RMAF funds has the support of local WDFW biologists, and every permanent land protection project begins with a call to WDFW to ensure it meets your goals. My work is focused on permanent land protection, so I'm especially pleased with the land protection partnerships with WDFW, beginning with our 200-acre Lick Creek acquisition in 1989 that became part of the Assotin Wildlife Area. Our most recent partnership resulted in the addition of the 2,900-acre Koichi acquisition to the Oak Creek Wildlife Area in August of 2014. The Merrill Lake Riparian acquisition is a partnership effort involving WDFW, the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program, and RMEF. RMEF has been in the role as lead negotiator with the landowners. Merrill Lake formed when lava flows from Mount St. Helens blocked nearby streams, creating 50-foot-deep tree casts, as well as crystal-clear springs. The Kalama River flows through approximately 2.7 miles of this property, with the Kalama River Falls dropping 40 feet on the way to the Columbia River from Mount St. Helens. This acquisition will protect riparian habitat from development threats and secure public access to one of Washington's premier fly fishing areas. The Merrill Lake Riparian acquisition will also keep RMEF's purchase option agreement with the sellers viable for future conservation of the remainder of the property. If this purchase cannot be accomplished, the sellers have stated that they will place the property on the open market with recreation amenity development a likely outcome. I want to thank WDFW as an agency for our partnership. I also want to thank Director Unsworth and his staff for their unwavering commitment to our partnership and to Washington's wildlife. I especially want to thank Guy Norman, Sandra Yonker, Bob Cannon, and Julie Sandberg for their help in keeping this project moving. All the folks at WDFW continue to go the extra mile with their eye on the goal of conserving and enhancing habitat that provides public access and keeps Washington's wildlife thriving. Finally, I want to again thank the Commission and urge your approval of the Merrill Lake Riparian acquisition. The benefits to the public and to wildlife are enormous, and future generations will enjoy the results of WDFW ownership of this critical habitat. I hope to be able to speak with you again soon about additional permanent land protection and habitat conservation made possible by our partnership. RMEF's mission to ensure the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage. As partners, you share in that mission, and with your affirmation, the Merrill Lake Riparian acquisition can truly be counted as mission accomplishment.
Sounds fantastic. I had just one quick question. Is this particular habitat future management? Is it more of a sanctuary for riparian and upland habitat, or would there be areas that possibly would have fuel reduction or opening stands for increased browse? Or I'm just kind of curious where it goes after the purchase.
The property definitely will be managed for timber. There might be some thinnings over time just to manage that aspect of it. I don't think I have a view here that shows it's been fairly heavily logged. I mean, it's been in commercial timber production, but we would be managing it moving forward.
About half the property has been logged. It's all been replanted. One of the property owners is also a forester for Pacific Corps, and so he's applied the early soil habitat development techniques the Pacific Corps uses on this property. It's in great shape. They did a wide planting, and they also did understory seeding of grasses and forbs. So it's in great shape. It's got really good habitat on it. Yeah, it's actually a tree cast or a tree mold. So this lava flow came off of Mount St. Helens, and actually it's got horizontal and vertical tree casts. The folks at Bugle Magazine will be doing an article on this, of course, when we complete. But they've been calling it the land of the lost. They're already chomping at the bit for an article on this. It's like Yellowstone Park in 1,400 acres. It's an unbelievable property.
Yes.
Okay. And there's no public input for this, so I think we're ready for a motion.
I move to approve the proposed land transactions as presented.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Oh, yes. I would like to make a comment.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. There again, the 4-0 deal, I think, is a done deal. Going to go on, but the department and their land acquisitions in our part of the world have been held in very close to disdain, and this summer after an issue that we had down there, as far as going, it went from bad to worse. We had a couple of employees that had some very poor conduct during the fire, and then after what transpired after the fire, it just kind of went from bad to worse. Probably going to end up losing about a third of her firefighters off of her local fire district over this thing. We had formed a group there in Asotin County to try and work through some of the issues with department's ownership of ground. I'm going to say that's going to go away, because I know of four people, me included, that are no longer going to be part of it. And I feel fairly confident in saying that for a substantial period of time, there will be no more land acquisitions in Asotin County the way this thing transpired this year. So to say I'm pretty bitter over it is to state it pretty mildly. So just wanted to speak my piece to that. And there again, you're going to come into these counties, these rural counties. We can argue the pilt till the cows come home, but it hurts the county economically. And then when these kind of things transpire, yeah, it makes people in rural counties really bitter about a bunch of these land acquisitions and management of them. So, thank you.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah, and that
just reminded me of an effort that former Director Anderson made to reach out to people in Asotin County and discuss our long-term ambitions in that part of the state. I think he made some real progress at that time. So maybe one of the lessons to be taken from last year is that we need to sustain the kind of effort that Director Anderson made.
Well, like I said, I know in our part of the world it's going away because it just kind of further previously held beliefs about neighbors.
Yeah. So,
and like I said,
you can't
just leave it at that
because there again, I mean, personally, the way this thing was handled, I was really, really disappointed. And now when other issues come up, there again, I mean, it'll even spill to me as far as wolves, the way things were handled. I was really upset. And now a lot of trust was lost on my part over this whole issue.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any further discussion? Hearing none, the motion's been made and seconded. Call for the motion. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstentions? Motion has been carried. Thank you both.
Thank you.